Do you wish that all things wealth and finance were much easier to understand and not presented by a bunch of beige cardigan-wearing geeks? Welcome to the Clever Investor Podcast, where we're dishing up the easiest to understand finance program served in bite-sized chunks, so your brain will thank you as your knowledge grows. Hosted by the brilliant Owen Taylor, a multiple award-winning expert with a glorious knack for explaining the complex world of wealth in the simplest of ways.
Hello. And welcome to the Clever Investor Podcast. In fact, drum roll, welcome to the very first Clever Investor Podcast. My name is Owen Taylor, your host on these 20-minute long bite-sized podcasts. I'll be holding your hand through this often confusing and sometimes scary world of wealth creation and what we do and what we don't do with our money as adults. This first podcast is just a short introduction as to what subjects and what things we're going to be talking about during the podcast series. The backbone of all the podcasts will be easy to understand education. And the subjects that we're going to cover is finance, property, financial planning, advice, research, and the economics that control and drive all of this as well. Now, I'm not going to be doing this on my own. I've organized some very special guests who are going to be coming into the studio with me, sitting down, having a cup of tea and a biscuit, and imparting their knowledge in their specific areas of expertise. So I've got people coming in from property law. I've got estate planners, experts in self-managed super funds, research and economic analysis, and also property depreciation, amongst a whole raft of other things. Now, I myself have got over 20 years experience in the finance and the property side of things, but I'm going to warn you very early on, I've also got a background in stand-up comedy. So whilst there's going to be a very, very serious side to what we're actually doing, I am going to make it quite light-hearted, but with a very grown-up undertone. There is an old saying that goes, give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you'll feed him for a lifetime. And that's part of the reasoning why I wanted to put this podcast together for you. Because rather than someone just telling you what to do, well, let's try and help you understand why you're actually doing something. And on the other side of things, why you maybe shouldn't be doing that particular thing, even though your friends are doing it or you read it somewhere about it. Ignorance is very expensive in the finance world. And a lot of the information that most of the public get is handed down to them from probably well-meaning members of the family or friends or, I mean, we're coming up to Christmas soon and you're probably going to get bailed up at the family Christmas barbecue by the rather mad uncle that we've all got who will tell you everything you should be doing and everything you shouldn't be doing and that they've got a mate that did this and they've got a mate that did that and they've never actually done anything in their life before. So let's dispel all of these myths. And during the course of these bite-sized podcasts, I'm going to help you understand what you should and maybe what you shouldn't actually be doing. Having more knowledge, especially through education, can give us all more control over the decisions, not only for today, but also for the future. The key thing to this is making sure that the education that we've got has come from the appropriate person who is appropriately qualified in that area as well. And this is part of what we're actually going to look at. Who's going to be helping you on your journey to financial freedom, to wealth creation as well. Now, I wrote an article a while ago. And the premise of the article was actually looking at who's the appropriate person to give you the right information at a time. And I drew the parallel to when I was 16 years old and first got my learner's permit. And the job was given to my dad to take me out onto the road and teach me how to drive. Now, my dad is a confident driver and has been driving for many years, but he was never actually trained on teaching people how to drive. And you can't help but start to pass on your bad habits. And some of the information that he was imparting was not necessarily sort of up to date as well. And I've seen this act out within the finance and within the property world as well, in that most of the education that new people to this marketplace, to buying a property, we're often taught by very well-meaning members of the family whose knowledge base was probably 10, 15, 20 years ago, the last time that they actually did it. And a lot of stuff has actually changed since then. So it's all about getting the right information from the right people that's appropriate to your situation as well. And a lot of trust actually goes along with it, because finance is obviously a very personal thing, but it's also something which is filled with fear. So I want to help you make some decisions that are not based off of fear, and that are appropriate to your situation long term as well. Next week, we're going to start by looking at the numbers that you need to know before you go off and do anything within the financial world. But I'll leave you this week with a quick question. How do you eat an elephant? And the answer is one bite at a time. So I'll see you next week as we take the first small bite into your very own financial elephant. My name is Owen Taylor, and this has been the Clever Investor Podcast.
You have been listening to the Clever Investor Podcast, a weekly podcast dishing up the easiest to understand finance program served in bite-sized chunks so your brain will thank you as your knowledge grows. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love you to leave a review. It's the best way for us to reach new listeners. For more information, go to thecleverinvestor.com.au.